The Wine Guy is presented on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it. Here now are the hosts of The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, our in-house sommelier, Jeff Crutchmeyer and Jesse Bruce.
This is The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, and our show this week, as every week, is being brought to you by the fine folks at DSC Products. DSC Products are a locally based company out of Muskegon. They've been keeping it clean for 40 years. You can learn more about them by going to dscprod.com. And we have our in-house sommelier, Jeff Crutchmeyer, joining us right now. Jeff, this week, we were talking about something. We kind of got into this a while ago, like maybe a month, 2 months ago. We talked about when the first idea of the tariffs came up.
That's correct.
And then I think I just said to you in passing at the end of the show, oh, well, tariffs, will that have anything to do with wine? And you said, oh, yes, it will. But at that time, it didn't. But now tariffs have kind of become a thing with wine. But today we are focusing on non-tariffed wine. So everything we talk about here today, you can get at the Grand Haven D&W, and the price will be what it would have been anyway. It's not affected by tariffs. Keep in mind, we're taping this on a Wednesday. You hear this on a Saturday, but we're pretty sure.
By then, yeah, things could always change.
Yes.
In this industry. But yes, the tariffs have definitely started to take effect. We have seen it in the bourbon area, not so much in the American bourbon, but the wineries, whiskey vineyards from Canada,
mm-hmm.
and also in your Ireland whiskeys, your Irish whiskeys are there. They're starting to get a little creeping up in the prices. Your wine industry, yes, we're definitely starting to see some sort of increase on it. Your French wines are starting to increase. Your Italians are starting to increase. But there are places that are not being affected as of the taping of the show.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're focused on today. That's
yeah.
Right. But I think we need to explain to people, because you and I have talked about this in the past.
Yeah.
Wines are actually they're a commodity. There's a market for wines. There's like a stock market. There's an oil market. Wine, it's the same thing.
It is. Now, there is a commodity. You can go to a wine site called Livy, EX. And that's actually a stock market. It will tell you all about the first growth wines, a lot of the ones that are cult wines as well. And so the price fluctuates. So, yeah, they do fluctuate pretty good. It is probably one of your better investments to get into. I was a hedge fund manager for a little over 9 years. I was very interested in this and did a lot of research and got into it quite a bit. It is a very safe and non-vehicle to the economy. But when you start adding tariff onto it, then it kind of changes the whole process,
mm-hmm.
the game there. So, yeah. But this is one commodity that is really good to invest in for an investment process. Because, number one, if the investment doesn't go as well, you didn't make a really good investment, you can drink it.
Yeah.
And if it does real well, well, then you just basically paid for your whole case right offhand.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, let's start. These, again, every wine we're talking about today are non-tariffed wines. These are wines that are already on the shelf.
These are all on the shelf, and they have not been affected by the tariffs as of the taping right now.
Right.
And the first one that we have here is going to be the Decoy, mm-hmm. From California. It's the Merlot. So a lot of your California, of course, in the United States here, your domestics are not going to be affected. Mm. So any of your domestic wines, for a lot of you that love your California wines and stuff, you're in luck. You're not going to be affected as much. There is going to be a little increase because you have, the glass, sometimes even the barrels that they get from outside of the United States. They want to get some of that French oak. And so those will play a cost effect on there.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big increase, but enough that you'll see it and you might want to say, maybe $1, maybe $2. For some people, that's nothing. For others, it could be something.
Mm-hmm.
The other one we have here is a South African which is a GSM, and the GSM stands for the three grapes that are used in it, which is a Grenache, a Syrah, and a Morvée. And those are the three. And they're unlike a Bordeaux, which has to have five in there. This only needs three, and those are the three main in there, and it's a wonderful blend. Mm-hmm. Really like that. South Africa hasn't really been affected by the tariff as of yet, so we're still grateful with that. Mm-hmm. The third one that we have is a Cabernet Franc, which is going to be from Argentina. Now, the South Americans, we really haven't had too much effect there in South America. We're kind of really fighting China and Europe for the most part. But there are a few of the South American, Brazil is one that is being hit pretty hard with the tariff. But Argentina isn't at this moment. So we can still get those at a really good rate. And then, of course, we have Chateau Saint-Michel here out of Columbia Valley, Washington. And this one here, the Cabernet Sauvignon. So, of course, your domestic, not going to be affected. And now, as we all saw, the beautiful, you know, the nice little chill down that we had, which is the reason why all three of these are reds, because people are starting to change now. It's, you know, just like the changing of the guards, people, even though it lasted, what, one day? Mm-hmm. You know, today we have a what's the temperature?
Like low 70s, high 60s, low 70s.
Yeah.
Again, a couple days ago, it was very nice, like 66. So we're kind of in a little bit of a, as we're taping this, again, you know, we're kind of in a bit of a fall trend here, so.
Yeah, and so people change when that temperature comes in, they kind of change. And so with that, you know, the reds become more predominant, where in the summertime, we get a lot of Sauvignon Blancs, you know, a lot of the Pinot Grigios, you know, a lot of the white wine, the white blends, a little lighter style. Rosés are real popular stuff at that time. People will still drink those, you know, but they will also start to change to a little something a little heavier. Your Sauvignon Blanc people will start to drink more the Pinot Grigio because it's a little bit heavier. They'll start transforming into the more the Chardonnay, you know, and stuff. So just like everything else, just like the seasons and the weather, we're all adapting to our changes, which is what we love about the Michigan weather for those that, you know, still want to be here.
That's right. All righty. Well, let's get pouring. Let's start with that Decoy Merlot.
Yes, we're going to hit Decoy Merlot. Now, Decoy Merlot, Merlot is a big fruit-based wine. It's really fruity. So for those that really like a nice fruity wine to be able to taste like the big reds, the big strawberries, and the big berries, this is the wine for you.
Thank you, Garcon. Okay.
Yes, sir. And then we also have today, we have a little charcuterie board there with some cheese and some nice salami cuts in there. Mm-hmm. And then we have the cowboy beans with from D&W Smokehouse.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, that smokehouse at this time of the year, it's blowing up. I mean, I cannot tell you. I can only get a half-hour lunch, and I think I spend half that time waiting in line just to try to get served.
Sure.
And stuff. There's a lot of people out there. And then we also have the burnt ends here, the brisket burnt ends, which is basically the ends of the roast when they, you know, they rotisserie it. When they put it in the smokehouse, they cut those ends off. Then they re-dip them into the sauce, and then they go ahead and re-cook them up again. And boy, those things are really nice and tender.
So. Well, let's each take a sniff here. Very fruity, fruity flavor profile, strong but not too strong. Yeah, I mean, there's a hint of the ethanol in there, but not a lot. But no, I mean, it smells like a very nice lush red. And again, this is Decoy Merlot. And where is this out of?
Decoy. This is out of California.
Out of California. Yeah. So it's a California red.
Yeah, it's a nice big berry. I mean, it's a deep berry red.
Okay. Well, let's take a collective snort here. Our field producer is here as well. So let's take a collective snort and see what we say. Oh, that's fine. Smooth,
nice.
Not too much of a kick. Just now, this you could have some of these.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, this is very nice. This is very nice. Very light, not heavy. You say fall. I could see having this in the fall if it's a little chillier outside.
Yeah,
like if you're at like an outdoor function or something, like a fall wedding. Does they have this? That's fine.
Tailgating for the football game.
That's
coming
right.
Up.
That's right. Or just tailgating in general. So
yeah,
that's good. That's good. All right. And again, non-tariffed. So you're just going to pay regular price for this. So get out and enjoy it now. Get out and enjoy it now. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to try this up with a little bit of the cowboy beans.
All right. I will take a hit of the brisket here, and we will go from there. Again, I had a little bit of this brisket off the air, and it just falls apart in your mouth. And by the way, I'd like to give a shout-out to Brandon in the smokehouse. That's
I know. For a minute, I thought I could take a second run back to D&W.
Brandon is my son-in-law, so there we go. Mmm. Oh, that was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So the wine, when the wine hit the brisket, it gave it like a citrusy, like a zest. Yep. I almost got like an orange zest.
Yeah.
Like I ate like some sort of citrusy, or like it was marinated in some sort of citrus. But it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Very, very enjoyable.
It's good. I liked it with my cowboy bean, but I wasn't over thrilled with it because I think the bacon fat in this, the fattiness of the acid in there, I think kind of took away from the wine a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with the bean being that brown sugar on there, the little sweetness, I think kind of gave it just a little bit too much sweetness for my palate. You know, just for my palate.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I like it. I like the wine by itself. With that particular pairing, not so much, but maybe with the charcuterie board, with the cheese and the salami, probably be a better choice.
I just had a little nibble of cheese here, and it was great, very great. But no, this is a very enjoyable wine. And again, we're talking about Decoy Merlot out of California. This is a non-tariffed wine, and it is one of the wines we're talking about today here during The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, The Wine Guy, presented by DSC Products. To learn more about them, you can go to dscprod.com.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
At DSC Products, we're clean freaks and proud of it. We don't believe in the 5-second rule. We give each other scrub brushes as gifts. And we've been creating cleaning products our competitors wish they had since 1983. From the highest quality carpet and upholstery chemicals to expert training and support, we'll save you time, money, and those ew faces from customers. We're more than a supplier. We're your partner in crime against dirt. DSC Products. Clean freaks. And proud of it. Find us at dscprod.com. DSC Products. We don't just manufacture solutions. We are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
All right, we're back here on The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, and we just finished some Decoy Merlot. I'm going to finish off my glass here because, you know, if you want a wholesome pour, if you want an unfiltered, untapped pour, you have to put it into kind of a clean glass. So.
Yeah. And the thing about Merlot, I really like how, you know, Pulp Fiction in life really kicks in and takes over. Because when the movie Sideways came out back then, I was a salesman in Chicago when that came out. And I tell you what, we could not sell Merlot for the life of us because of that famous saying that I don't drink Merlot.
Yeah.
And that became a big, you know, popular saying. Everybody took it to heart, and literally the industry was pouring a Merlot out. They were trying to sell it to other. Companies for blending, so because they just couldn't. Nobody would want to drink it just by itself. So that really it really intrigued me on that how. You know, the internet, the movie theaters and stuff can really, you know, play a part in our society.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, the next one that we have here that we just got a nice pour out is the Lubanzi. And this one is from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they just came and we just got into at D&W the Chenin Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chenin Blanc is by far awesome. It is different than any other Chenin Blanc that I really tasted, mm-hmm. and which is a good, you know, thing. Most of your Chenin Blancs are going to have your regular dry kind of your normal, pineapple flavor straight across. That one did not. It was just dry. So I'm really excited about trying out some South African wines.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got a very strong, the way I describe the flavor, the smell profile, strong and clean. It smells strong and clean. It's not as fruity as the first one. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So let's take a tip off this and see where we go here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, that's light. That's light. Not a lot of ethanol. Not a lot of burn.
You get a little pepper at the end.
Yeah.
In the end there.
But I mean, that's
the Shiraz.
Because sometimes when you drink something, you'll feel it in your throat. You'll feel like using hand gestures on the radio. But this just smooth, very, very smooth, very little kick on it, deceptive. Yeah. And this could be an afternoon, could go away very quickly with one of these.
Yeah, it's a nice light style red. I get a nice real red berry flavor in the front, mm-hmm. and then I get that little dark peppery in the back end.
Yeah.
Now, which is kind of unique for me because South African wine for the majority of America, and unfortunately what's happening, when the wines come from South Africa, when they come from South Africa and they come up, mm-hmm. a lot of European territories pick through mm-hmm. all of them. So it's almost like we're left over with at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
You know, we don't always get some real, really good stuff from there. And I always, when I do them in judging and tasting, I'm always getting that rubbery Band-Aid flavor in there, which is not a good thing for me. I'm never a big fan of the South African wine. But then Lubanzi here came out, and I've been trying them. And these guys, in my opinion, are wonderful.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. So, no, right. I did not get a rubber band flavor off this at all. So, no, this is quite good.
Yep. Well, like I said, every palate's different.
So. Every palate is different. So, yep. What are you going to pair your sip with here?
I'm going to do mine with the charcuterie board here with a little salami and some of the cheese here. All right.
I'm going to have some of the cowboy beans. Mm.
Mm-hmm. But that's going to be a good.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Mm-hmm. Oh! Oh, boy. No, that's good. We hit the beans, and it gave it kind of a very light flavor. It accentuated not the bean itself, but the sauce that the beans are in. I mean, I actually have another one right here, but it really was a very light, very refreshing experience.
Yeah. It paired really well with the salami. It kind of gave it just a nice little raspberry coat over it. But the cheese, it really made the cheese really soft. Smooth on there. It's really good. And I can see what you would say about the beans on there.
Yeah.
I can see that pairing up. Boy, I don't know. I had first dibs here, and I think like just like on my prom date, and on the first time, I made the wrong choice.
Well,
sorry about that, Susie.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And I'm sure Susie's doing just fine. I'm sure Susie's just doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. The Wine Guy is brought to you on the station by DSC Products. DSC Products have been keeping it clean for 40 years. They are a local company out of Muskegon. You can learn more about them by going to dscprod.com, dscprod.com. Let them be your hero, and they have chemicals for cleaning such things as your carpet, your upholstery, your hard surfaces, and so much more. All right, I'm going to finish this off, and you can give a nice little description of what's coming up next year so I have time to finish this.
Yeah, the next one we have coming up here is the Fabio Montemagno. And Montemagno here is a Cabernet Franc, which is a little different than a Cabernet Sauvignon. So,
all right. Taking victims. Let's go.
Yeah.
Taking no prisoners today.
Yeah, the Argentinian wines are really good. This is a nice lighter style. You'll still get that Malbec kind of style and flavoring in there. but you'll get it, but it's going to be more of a deep, bolder, like a Cabernet, which is what we want. This is probably Cab Franc. To get a pure Cab Franc like this right here, it's kind of hard to do, and you don't find them as often. And when you do, they're really good, food-friendly.
Okay.
They are food-friendly. And again, Argentina is not hit by the big tariff.
No, we were getting along with those folks. Okay. Well, I tell you, I take a whiff of this thing, and in the flavor profile, the first, I might be out to lunch on this, but I smell caramel corn. I smell a sweetness. It almost, like the first time I smelled it, it was almost like corn, like a whiskey. Like and then I took another, and I'm like, oh, it's more like caramel corn. It's a very, very sweet profile here.
Yeah, I can see the sweet on there. I get a nice rhubarb. That's what I get. I get like a rhubarb on there. That's actually really nice, soft, tame.
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like on the palate.
That's, here we go. All these wines have been pretty, pretty smooth and pretty. Now, this one is smooth. There's a little on this one, but I mean, not the ethanol burn compared to some of the jet fuel you brought in here is nothing like that. It's this one has like almost like a pepper on the end, but not a pronounced pepper. I mean, you can feel it
more
on your tongue.
White pepper.
When it goes down the gullet, it makes you, it kind of, you know, gives you the.
Yeah, it's like that white pepper as opposed to the black pepper. White pepper tend to be a little softer.
Yeah.
A little tamer on there. Yeah. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
It's got that nice little pepper and almost, like I said, almost got that Malbec finish.
Malbec.
So now I'm going to go with the burnt brisket ends.
All right.
Because it's been sitting on my plate and I've been looking at it too much. And I think you've been looking at my plate too.
Well, I'm going to have some of the cheese wrapped up in the prosciutto or the gabagool, as Mr. Soprano likes to have. So we're going to have gabagool and cheese. So, gabagool. All right, here we go.
Okay. Kudos to the D&W Smokehouse. Now, I'm telling you what, that burnt brisket end are great.
Smoky. Smoky. That makes it smoky. So I don't know what kind of cheese is there. What kind of cheese is it? Is it a Gouda? It tasted very smoky when it hit that. I mean, like a campfire. I mean, it was very, very pronounced.
Oh, Astigo?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Asiago. Asiago cheese. All right. That wine hit the gabagool, the prosciutto, and the cheese, and it was a very, very smoky flavor. But I mean, it was nice. It was nice. And you were talking about fall. That is a very fall combination. Like you're standing outside waiting for the football game to start, or you're standing outside waiting for the grocery store to open, and you're drinking that in the parking lot. And yes, that would be a very, very smoky flavor. In fact, I'm going to have some more here. But yes, no, that's good stuff.
Yeah, and then I paired it up with the burnt brisket ends there. That really pulls out that little smokiness in there, and it just gives it a little bit more sweetness. I think it enhanced the sweetness of the barbecue sauce on there. It really popped out. Personally, I think that was going to be like my go-to for tonight with any of the leftovers here, because that is really phenomenal.
And then on second tasting, when it gets in, like this part, I just had the meat. I didn't have the cheese. And it really wrapped itself around the meat and gave it like a nice juicy, kind of like a nice snap to it. And no, very, very enjoyable. And again, this wine that we're talking about is that one right there.
This is the Fabri Montemagno.
Okay, let me say it again.
Yeah.
Fabri
Montemagno.
Fabri Montemagno. And where is that from again?
That is from Argentina.
Argentina. Again, it's our third of our fourth tariff-free wines. All of these wines that we are talking about have not been affected by tariffs as of yet. So you can go on out and enjoy them. They are on the shelves at your Grand Haven D&W. We're going to step aside here for just a moment, and then we're going to come back with more of The Wine Guy, presented by DSC Products, right here on 92.1 WGHN in just a moment.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Uh-oh, red wine on the white carpet. And that's not just a stain, that's a family heirloom stain in the making. Enter Pure Presset from DSC Products, the fast-acting water-based dye remover that laughs in the face of grape juice, Kool-Aid, wine, soda, food coloring, you name it. No fumes, no flammable solvents, safe anywhere. Carpets, countertops, whiteboards, gone in seconds. So go ahead, live dangerously with your beverages. Presset has your back. Visit DSCProd.com. DSC Products. We don't just manufacture solutions, we are the solution.
You are listening to The Wine Guy on 92.1 WGHN, brought to you by DSC Products. Visit DSCProd.com for all their cleaning solutions.
Now we're back on The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce. Our in-house sommelier, Jeff Crutchmeyer, is here. And our field producer, Mike, is here as well, helping us sample and helping make sure that everything runs smoothly. And what we've been talking about this week are wines that are not affected by tariffs. A lot of wines are affected by tariffs because wines are a commodity. Wines are also a good investment, as Mr. Crutchmeyer has told us. Mm-hmm. And we're up now to our fourth and final wine of the week. And what are we talking about this go-around?
Now we're talking about the Chateau Saint-Michel. And Chateau Saint-Michel is out of Washington as well as out of California. They have one vineyard out there as well. But this one here, the Indian Wells Cabernet Sauvignon, very popular. A lot of the customers come in and really gravitated towards this one in the last, I would say, the last 3 months. This has been a really big pickup seller.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been around. Chateau Saint-Michel has been around for many years. It's kind of one of the older grandfathered-in vineyards out there in California as well as Washington. And they make some pretty good stuff consistent.
Yeah,
you know, you're not going to find anything that's going to be like, wow, you know, too crazy. You're always going to find a good, consistent wine with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can never go wrong with that. And I'm glad they're not affected by the tariff because, like I said, it's a great to have a guarantee, bang for your buck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's take a look at this here. Okay, smell profile very similar to the first one we had, the Decoy Merlot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice, very deep dark red, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that one there is a real inky red.
Inky.
There, yeah.
Inky,
you're not
going to
dark
red.
See
almost like a plum. Very like a plum.
Yeah, very plum.
Yeah, very plum. No, you can't see. Well, you know, as we famously said here on the show, as Edward Van Halen said, if I can't see through it, I'm not going to drink it. All right. So, this one is it's a thick, but let's just take a little sniff here and see how it goes. It smells nice. I mean, it's a strong smell, but not, you know, not overpowering.
No, it's a big berry. It's big berries in there. This is like those big, dark blueberries, big, dark cherries.
Okay, now that's smooth. That's smooth. A little bit of the pop at the end, a little bit of the pepper at the end, but by far not, very little ethanol, very little burn, very smooth. This is a good fall wine.
Yeah, and very big red profile flavor in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's got that, like I said, it's got all that big berry that you want in a Cabernet. It's got the rhubarb. It's got the big cherries. And it's got the big blueberry. Blueberry lingers in the back on my palate.
Mm-hmm.
Lingers there and sits in the back. I really like it when I get the cherries right on my sides.
So
can just take that.
You're saying this comes from Washington State, right?
This is Washington State.
Okay.
Yep.
In my head, I would not think Washington State would be good wine country because don't you need arid climate for wine? Or because my knowledge of Washington State is that it's kind of, you know, wet.
Yeah, you think of it as kind of wet, you know, but on there. But, they have a way to, you know, canopy them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, looks like the weather's good. Rain does help, you know, to get them. You would think it would become like real mushy, real soft, things like that. But that's what they do. But then you got the sun that pops out, and just like a heartbeat, it goes ahead and contracts, opens up, contracts and opens up, which is what you want the grape to do, because that makes it tougher, and the tougher it gets, the more, you know, flavors that it will have. If it's too mushy, it's going to be real sweet.
Okay.
And if it's stronger and more sturdier and firm, you know, as it beats, you know, we'll say what beats back and forth, then the better flavor profiles you'll get out of it.
All right. Well, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you here. Boy, I tell you, my knuckles are starting to feel fuzzy. Let's try a little something. I want to have some of this brisket here again.
And I'm going to go with the cowboy. When I thought of the program here, I went ahead and This is the reason I got the cowboy beans, and I wanted to pair it up with this 100%.
Okay, here we go. Boy, it's nice sauce and that brisket.
Maybe this will be like my second time at the prom.
Yeah. Now, this did something totally different. So the first time I had the brisket, it gave it like an orange, like a zest taste to it. This, it wrapped around the meat, and then it was almost like a big blast of brown sugar, almost a, like a very, 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 very sweet cinnamon or a molasses flavor, but just amplified. Amplified flavor, wonderful. Wonderful experience on the palate. Good stuff.
Oh. When it pops with those beans, and like you said, the molasses, which is what I'm going to call the brown sugar that was on these beans,
yeah,
that.
Boom.
That was there.
There you go.
Yep. That was like a mic drop.
Yep.
That was it. Boom.
Boom. There you go.
That's really, really good. And like I said, I like that, you know, the smokehouse in at the D&W is kind of underrated. You know, a lot of people should really go out and check that out. I'm telling you. It's, I don't just bring it out because I work there. I bring it out because I really like the food. All right, they do a really good job. It's always on schedule. The way they rotate it and pull it out and cook it, you're always going to get something good there. They'll make you sandwiches.
Yep.
They'll bring this out, and it's awesome. And it pairs up well with any of your food. Even if you want just like little finger food, you can just pull it, you know, little strands if you get the, you know, little meats and stuff there. It is really good.
Good stuff. All right. Well, let's review as we start to wrap up another episode of The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. You can catch us every Saturday morning at around 10 o'clock. Our show is brought to you by our friends up there at DSC Products. They don't just manufacture solutions. They are the solution. Again, our theme this week was non-tariff wines and what they pair well with. And Mr. Kretschmeyer, one more time, run through everything we had in order.
Yeah, we started out with the Decoy Merlot, which is out of California. And then from there, we went all the way south of the hemisphere over to South Africa, not South America, which I referenced earlier, but South Africa, and went to Lubanzi, which is the GSM, which is the Grenache Syrah Morvigne blend. And then from there, we stayed under the horizon, and we the equator, and we went to Argentina and got a Cabernet Franc from Fabio Montemenzu. And then from there, we came back up to the United States to Chateau St. Michel, Washington State at the Indian Wells.
Again, all of these wines are tariff-free. Now, wines are being affected by tariffs like a lot of things are. But as of this recording, they are tariff-free. These wines are tariff-free, and you can go out and you can join them at the Grand Haven D&W. This is The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. And again, we'll continue our contest. We put the show up on our Facebook page. We try to get up a day. Sometimes it's earlier. Sometimes if I'm really ahead of the game, I can get them up 2 to 3 days earlier. But the show will go on our Facebook page. And then what you do is you just give it a like. And then if we, after you like the page, we randomly select somebody. And that person wins a $20 gift card from the Grand Haven D&W. They just have to go up and pick it up at the courtesy desk at the store. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then just to, you know, clarify that when you get that gift certificate, you can use it at any D&W store and stuff. And you can also use it at our gas stations as well. So you don't have to use it just in Grand Haven, and you don't have to use it just for food.
So anything under the Spartan Nash umbrella, you can use
correct.
It for D&W. All righty. Well, folks, we've come to the end of another installment of The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN. We'll be back here with you next Saturday morning at this time. Our show brought to you by DSC Products. DSC Products, they don't just manufacture solutions. They are the solution. They've been in business for over 40 years, and they are located in Muskegon on Latimer. For more information about them, you can visit DSCprod.com. That is DSCprod.com. Remember, as we say at the end of every installment of The Wine Guy here on 92.1 WGHN, every pour tells a story. We'll talk to you next week.
The Wine Guy is brought to you on 92.1 WGHN by DSC Products, a manufacturer of cleaning products since 1983. DSC Products, locally owned and family operated. Visit dscprod.com for all their cleaning solutions. DSC Products, clean freaks and proud of it.